Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Culling of animals has become a norm in some countries. But the question is, of course, are there alternatives? Joining us on the line is Dr. Audrey Delsink, who is the Wildlife Director at Humane Society International Africa. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. So it's always a question, you know, this, is it humane to be culling? Do we need to be culling? Is it absolutely necessary living in the age that we live in? Give us your perspective of this.
Well, you know, in this day and age, when we look at carrying capacities, we need to understand that in different circumstances, we need to manage our population. Certainly, when they are in enclosed systems, we have limited options such as migration. And, you know, and this is certainly because of burgeoning human populations and, you know, that they are now fenced in into tiny pockets of their former ranges. And so certainly this does warrant some degree of management. But there are definitely alternatives. And one such alternative is a method that we have been pioneered and that we've been using for more than 20 years, and it's actually called immunocontraception. And it's a form of non-invasive population control that is non-hormonal and non-steroidal and is actually reversible and simply reduces the local population density.
Incredible. In, to some extent, you know, I know that we, should we be interfering at all? I mean, if these larger populations grow, should we actually be interfering, or should the natural way of nature not deal with an overpopulation of a certain species? Or is that just, is that naive?
I think it's a good question, but, you know, unfortunately, in this day and age, our choices are very limited. And, you know, these large natural open systems are not really available to us anymore. And whilst, you know, if we take a step back and we think, certainly in the case of elephants, you know, 76% of elephant populations are actually transboundary, which means that they move across different borders.
And if they're not able to do that, then we are going to have a problem.
Well, you know, I think if we left them to do that, that would be fine. But unfortunately, you know, elephants don't move according to geographical boundaries. They don't understand that in one country they're managed in a certain way, and another they aren't. And so unfortunately, you know, different countries have different policies. And you know, it's unfortunate because they aren't managed according to, you know, what's biologically relevant according to their species. So yes, especially now that they have been classified as endangered, in my view, it would be ideal if we could take sort of a helicopter approach and manage on a regional scale. But, you know, sadly, we can't because of sort of a very localized approach.
As we learn more about the social aspects of, for example, elephants and how they interact in terms of community, that must make culling a very, very difficult and contemplative decision because it can have a real impact.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you've raised that because elephants are now recognized as being sentient beings, and they are extremely close-knit. You know, if you think of a female elephant, she's born into her family unit and she never leaves that family. You know, they're long-lived. They live for about 60 years. And we know that they are what is referred to as social repositories of knowledge. So, and also male elephants, before, you know, they were considered that as they matured, they were almost redundant to the population. And we now know that that is definitely not the case. As they mature, they are more than ever important in terms of reproduction. And they are also very important in terms of controlling the young bulls in the population. Without them, these youngsters tend to become, you know, almost like social delinquents. And they can actually be very important behavioral consequences in the absence of these big mature bulls. And so when you take management decisions and you remove these individuals from the population, whether it be through conscious decisions like culling or even through poaching or even hunting of these important individuals, there are very severe consequences to the population overall by removing these individuals.
It's very sad, isn't it? I mean, it's a very difficult, there's something really, it must weigh very heavily on anybody deciding, somebody who's involved in conservation particularly, because they care about the well-being, they care about the species. It must be a very, very difficult decision to have to make.
So, I mean, you know, the more that we learn about the elephants, the more that we understand these components of it. But that's why, you know, we believe that with management being adaptive and with tools such as contraception at our disposal, we should be using tools that allow us to make these decisions a little bit easier. So, you know, certainly there's a range of tools at our disposal, and we should be using a number of different tools. So, for example, range expansion, contraception, et cetera, so that it makes having to, possibly cull the last resort and making those decisions a little bit easier. So, there are alternatives. And we should be
looking at them. Absolutely. Right. Time is 7:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. And fascinating conversation. Talking about the culling of animals, it's become the norm, but are there alternatives?